Hi again. If you've been following along on the outline, you've probably noticed that we've gone through the first 16 items on the outline in these various little videos. And now we come to number 17, and you remember that I was once a lawyer, and this is the only one the Holy Spirit allowed me to word like a lawyer. Words things. It says, I humble myself, acknowledging my continuing need for God's grace. What in the world does that mean? Well, it really means a very simple thing. It means that I know that just because I've gotten the first 16 things under my belt and I know how to live them and walk them out, I haven't learned everything. I've only learned the basics. And I continuously need help in growing. So I will keep coming back to my list. And I will go back to number one and I will say, okay, Jesus, help me in my blindness to recognize the areas of my life that I have not let you become Lord yet. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me to see which fruit it is that you've been wanting to nurture in me, but I've been frustrating you. Help me to recognize which gifts you have been trying to get me to walk in, but I haven't walked in yet. Oh, Father, help me to see where are the dark corners of my heart that I've kept hidden away from your love, and not really allowed you to completely penetrate me with your love yet. Oh, Jesus, if there's anyone that I need to forgive, please help me to see and recognize the ones I need to forgive. Etc., 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 working my way through the list over and over again. Remember, it was God who designed onions. You can peel an onion away one layer at a time, and it still is an onion. But you have to keep peeling layer after layer after layer away to get to the very heart of it. And God wants to peel all those layers away and get to the very heart of you. Learn how to be humble. One of the most important skills that we can learn is our humility. If you ever want to just spend some time thinking about something that will stretch your mind, spend some time meditating about how humble the Creator God of the universe really is. And in that humility, learn to listen. Listen to your friends, of course. Listen to God and the Holy Spirit, of course. But there's another group of people who are really worth listening to, and that is your social enemies, the people who don't like you. Because oftentimes you will discover that their criticism of you can open your eyes to see things the way other people see you instead of just the way you see yourself. And when you learn from your critics, then you become a truly growing person. Humble yourself and acknowledge your continuing need for God's grace. And then you can be His and thus belong to your disciples also. As I am His, thus yours.